Hello, and welcome to another Positive Profile interview, where my guests share the stories that connect them to their customers in a way that most other marketing just can't do. I'm Carolyn Rathman, the Joyful Scribe. I'm so happy you have tuned into this interview today because you are about to hear the story of a woman whose work helps people in a very profound and unexpected way. My guest today is Esther Moskovich. Esther is a licensed clinical social worker in New York State with over 15 years' experience working privately with groups and individuals, 12 years of experience helping parents and families in the New York early intervention system, 24 years of her own marriage and children where she focused heavily on emotional growth in an effort to create the healthiest marriage and home that she could. Since 2014, Esther's practice has specialized in the unique struggles of adult children of narcissists. She has a BA in psychology from Wayne State University, a master's of social work from Fordham University, and postgraduate training in EMDR, imagotherapy, childhood development theories, in addition to a certification in Dr. McBride's 5 Steps, Will I Ever Be Good Enough recovery model. Esther is the founder of the innovative company DollsThatHeal.com. Undiagnosed, untreated narcissistic injuries have robbed far too many of her clients, friends, and family of the life and home that they crave. And today she is passionate about helping people recognize and heal those wounds. Her office is located 30 minutes from New York City in Rockland County, and she has an active telephone practice. Welcome, Esther. I'm so happy you're here.
Hi. Thank you so much. So happy to be here.
I'm so excited for you to begin your story, but before we begin, can you just explain to us what narcissism means?
Sure. Narcissism is actually a spectrum disorder, which means that a person can have just a few traits or they can have a full-blown personality disorder. But what narcissism means, it means self-absorption to the point of not really recognizing anybody else's existence. It was made up by a story from Greek mythology, and there was a god named Narcissus, and apparently he was just so good-looking that one day when he saw himself, his image in a pool of water, he was so enthralled with it that he just stared at himself and couldn't leave until he, died of starvation. So it's about, narcissism is about when you're just so enraptured with yourself because you don't really realize that anybody else really, really, really exists. So, a person can have just a couple of traits, and a person can be so sick that, they are truly destructive.
So how would that play itself out if you had a parent that was a narcissist?
That's a great question. Children really take their identity from what they see in the eyes of their parents. So, if you look into your mother's eyes from the age of 0 to the age of 20, and every time you look in her eyes, you see that she's looking at something with a feeling of preciousness and love, then you grow up believing that you are love-worthy and that you're precious. But a person who's narcissistic, when they're looking at someone else, they're not really taking them in. So what happens to a child is that they get an self-feeling about themselves, but they're not really, really valuable, they're not important. In some ways, they're amorphous, they don't really exist. I mean, some people feel like a lost child, and some people just grow up kind of hating themselves for just being in the way.
Hmm. Wow.
Another thing that kids often do in an attempt to feel love-worthy and valuable is to keep trying to prove themselves and prove themselves and prove themselves. So actually, some adult children of narcissists are unbelievably successful and, really, really hard-driving and do really, really well in their lives. But it's not coming from a place of self-love. It's coming from a place of, trying to prove to themselves and to the world that they're somebody.
Wow. Wow. Well, before we get into how you actually help your clients, can you give us an idea of how you got into doing this work yourself? What is your journey?
My first internship was in a school, and at that time, I had little babies, and one of my kids needed early intervention for, I don't even remember if it was speech therapy or physical therapy or something like that. And in meeting with the social worker who sets up the child with the therapist, I mentioned that I really love, parenting and working with parenting, and if she's got any jobs for me, she should give me a call. Well, she gave me a call, and there began a 14-year career in the early intervention system. What I discovered working with parents is that parenting is about the kid for like the first 5 minutes of the first session, and then after that, it's all about their parents and their own inner world, and the world that they create in their home. So I got into some serious, you know, inner therapy, inner child work, emotional work, as these parents were striving to like create a home environment that was conducive to their child's success and happiness. And there were a couple of cases that like really took my breath away. Like homes changed, marriages changed, the family dynamics changed. I was like really, really proud and really happy for them. And I almost felt like when those little kids grow up and they have kids, like I can consider myself their emotional grandmother. You know, so much changed in those homes. And as my private practice kind of grew, just because, you know, people aged out of the early intervention system and they want to continue working with me, so we just started working privately together. So as my private practice is slowly growing, I'm thinking, like, what is that common thread with all the cases that took my breath away? And I spent like 2 years just kind of wondering what that common thread was. And then I had a client, it was a couple who came to me because their child had social anxiety. And during our work together, it came out that the grandfather and the grandmother were like really, really off. And when I started to talk to the parents about this, they had this major aha moment. And they came to me, I'll never forget it, after one really powerful session. And they said, I've been doing research. My mother and father are really narcissistic. And they sent me to this website, and I started reading all about parental narcissism. And I read Dr. McBride's book, Will I Ever Be Good Enough? And I took her training, and I had like my aha moment where I realized the common thread among all those cases that were just so life-changing is that they were all adult children of narcissists. So I started specializing in that in my practice.
Wow. That's so amazing when you can find that common thread and really leads you into your passionate work. That's so wonderful.
Yeah, I really feel so fortunate and so blessed.
Wonderful. And I also know that you deal with a lot of children of divorce of narcissistic parents. So that's a really specific group. So why are you so passionate about that group in particular?
There are many adult children of narcissists who marry narcissists. And in slowly getting healthier, they divorced those narcissists, and they had children together, and they were co-parenting with these narcissists, which is hell. It's very, very hard to divorce a narcissist, because since they don't really notice anybody but themselves, they'll be the kind of people who put the children in the middle, sacrifice the child's well-being for the sake of the fight. It's really, really, really hard. To witness what goes on in those divorces. And I've always had a passion for helping families and children to thrive. And my heart just went out for those kids and went out for those parents. And I started using every bit of skill and training I could to help those parents to prevent the emotional damage that comes with, you know, that their children experience being the child of this narcissist and also being put in the middle in this divorce.
Wow. So tell us about your unique way that you help these children.
Sure. That's when Dal Zahil came to me one day. Dal Zahil is a doll with pictures of the child collaged all over it. It's like almost like a collage that you can hug. And I recognize that these children need an identity, because their narcissistic parent is kind of stealing away their identity, or like sapping them of their identity. And especially going into there was a particular case where there was a 2-year-old, and every time he came home from his father for the weekend, he was a mess for a couple of days, and he wouldn't stop, you know, he couldn't sleep at night. He was just showing signs of anxiety. And when he and his mom picked out pictures of himself together And then a week or two later, he received this doll with pictures of himself all over the doll. He got real strong, and he got very possessive of the doll, and he made his mother hold the doll, and sometimes he wanted to have the doll, and sometimes he wanted to leave the doll in his crib, and sometimes he wanted his mother to hold the doll. And he really, really, really seemed to have been processing with this doll, with these pictures of himself. And he slowly, you know, came home from those weekends a little less out of whack. And that's really the goal for all the kids who get this doll. It's to strengthen their identity.
So, Esther, I'm not sure that I'm following. Why can't you just give the child their favorite doll to take to their narcissistic parents for the weekend, or even just a picture? Why your doll? Can you clarify that for me?
What's special about this doll is it's not just a doll. It's actually a whole therapeutic process. When a person decides to get a doll that heals, they first sit with their child and pick out pictures of the child. That in itself is unbelievably powerful. The child is completely focused upon. I coach the parent not to lead, but to just follow the child's opinion. If a kid loves a certain picture of themselves, then that's the picture that speaks to them. Even two-year-olds have opinions about this kind of thing, trust me. So first they pick out those photos, and then the parent uploads them onto my website, and they go straight to my craftsman who sews up the doll. What he first does is he prints those photos onto fabric, and from that fabric, he sews up the doll. So it's a real simple shape, and it really kind of resonates with our heart. It's just like a gingerbread man shape, and the photos are just collaged on. We're not pretending that the doll is you. We don't like make the face on the face and the hands on the hands. We just have a bunch of pictures all over the place on the doll. And however you hold the doll, whether you hold it, you know, right side up or upside down, you're going to be seeing pictures of yourself. And that is an identity strengthener. It's kind of like, hey, I exist, look. And you hold this doll and you feel it, and you can hug it if you need. So it's not just about a transitional object. It's about an identity strengthener. And it's about that special time that you, the child, and your parent chose these pictures together too.
And I can imagine when the child is looking at this doll with all these wonderful pictures over it, it also brings back memories of them, of when they did feel great about themselves, and you know, it builds their confidence. I would guess. Would that be correct in saying?
Yeah, and you know what else?
What?
Love knowing that their mother and father thought they were cute enough and special enough and important enough to take those pictures.
Oh yes.
When I see a picture of myself as a 2-month-old, part of what goes on in my heart is somebody loved that baby enough to think that they really wanted to take a picture of it. And that also happened. It's like somebody wanted to record me because I am somebody. That also happens when they look at the dog.
Oh wow. Those dolls just sound so powerful. I can just imagine how powerful they are for a child. And do you only use those dolls with children?
No, actually, the doll started out as an inner child doll for grown-ups. Wherever you are in terms of self-image or self-worth or self-criticism or self-flagellation, when you see yourself as a little kid, you can't buy that story anymore. No 4-year-old isn't good enough. And it really, you know, no baby is not cute. Mm-hmm. So it was originally thought of as a healing tool for the parents I was seeing, to help them love their own selves and be happier and healthier, and then, you know, pass that on to their children in their home. The idea of using it for the children of divorce just came because of necessity. I just saw those kids and I said, this doll's got to be for them, going to help them. And then it morphed into an inner child doll for kids going to the narcissistic parents on visitation. And it became a way for the parents to empower the kids to have an identity and to minimize the emotional damage being done in those visitations.
Wow. They just sound so amazing, both for adults and for children. Well, Esther, I'm so impressed by your work. When I first met you and learned about your work, and you know, I just heard you were a therapist who helps people of narcissistic parents. I had no idea what that meant, and I certainly had no idea the transformations that you're seeing, and particularly with these beautiful dolls. It must be such gratifying work.
As a parent myself, imagining the idea of sending my child off to be in the full care of somebody who's narcissistic is heartbreaking. It's awful. I couldn't think of anything worse. It's like sending a piece of your heart into the care of somebody who can't care for anything except themselves. So I just want to say how knowing that there are children who are going to have the damage of that minimized, I mean, not taken away. They're still going to have their journey and they still have a narcissistic parent. But have the damage of that lack of identity and that self-hate that develops when the person you're looking to for a gleam in their eye has no gleam at all and doesn't actually even see you. Knowing that I can help with that is just an incredible thing.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for being with me today and sharing your stories and all about your work. I just love it when we get to know people better through their stories and we can really connect at a heart level, just like you're doing with those children and their dolls. It's fantastic. How can people get in touch with you and learn more about your services and, of course, about these beautiful dolls?
Well, they can go check out the website, dollsthatfeel.com. And, you know, on that website, there's information about my own work as a therapist or just getting a doll and, you know, working it on your own or with your own therapist.
Excellent. So I just have one final question. It's kind of a word nerd question because I'm a bit of a word nerd, but I ask all my guests this question. So, Esther, what is your favorite word and why?
My favorite word. That's fun. I think the word is awesome. I'm loving the word awesome. I love when I say it to people because, first of all, I feel like a kid. And second of all, because kids understand it. But also, when you say that something is awesome, what you're also saying is that you are awesome. And I guess I'm just a sucker for making people feel like they're special.
Esther, you are awesome. Your work is awesome. And those dolls are awesome. And thank you so much for being my guest today.
Also, Carolyn, I want time to thank you and tell you what amazing work you're doing. I love stories. And I think that what you're doing is so wonderful and inspiring that people can hear each other's stories.
Oh, thank you so much, Esther. I have to say that I'm just so thrilled that I can do this work, and I love hearing people's stories, especially people like you who are making such a difference with their work. And I don't only get to hear them, but I get to share them too, and that is just thrilling for me. But let's get back to you and make sure that people know how to get a hold of you and find out more about your work. So if you want to tell us one more time.
Anybody can learn more by going on to www.dollsthatheal.com. That's dollsthatheal.com. On there is information about the dolls, a little more explaining of it. You can kind of see pictures of it. And if you want to learn more about my therapy work with adult children of narcissists and with people divorcing narcissists, you can check out my website. That's reclaimingyourself.net. And that's the therapy practice website. That's reclaimingyourself.net.
Great. Thank you so much, Esther. And we will have links below this recording so anybody can just click right on there and go directly to these wonderful sites. So thank you so much, Esther Moskovich. And until next time, this is Carolyn Rathbun, The Joyful Scribe at thejoyfulscribe.com, reminding you that if you tell the stories that make us care, we'll become your loyal customers and donors. To your continued success. Bye for now.